Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Five, six, seven, eight. Ooh, baby, this week we have the incredible, the incomparable, the most amazing, beautiful La Ganja Estranja is here with us.
That's right. We're talking about choreography. We're talking about rhyming. We're talking about...
diabetes.
Oh, yeah. We cover it all.
And I need some shrimp.
You got any queso?
See you in a little bit.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, like it's not after goodbye.
The credits roll?
Yeah, it's going to be like, da na da na. And then
La Ganja
the
will be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy!
Diva. Shrimp.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
That's the dance in her. Our number
Sorry.
Is
21678.
Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you sloppy, stupid, little fuck, you not so fuck, you darling, little fuck, so sloppy, second, big, dreamy, upon me, pal, that's Big Dipper.
Hello. I feel like with what you're delivering right now, you would like want to sell me something, and it's like a boat, a timeshare in a trailer park, a membership at your church, or hairspray.
It's all of them! Welcome to Meatball's Boat Show, Hairspray Show.
Howdy, dog.
Howdy, Diva. This, I wore it in the desert, and it smells like barbecue and shrimp.
Well, how is that different from your other clothes?
That's, well, they just smell like shrimp.
Okay, got it. Why don't you bring
they
out
just
our,
smell fish.
Why don't you bring out a very special guest?
She is the diva, the icon, the it girl, the quote factory. You know her, you love her. Please welcome to the stage, Miss La Ganja Estranja.
Yes, God, honey, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I love the way you sang and that you wrecked the ball.
I wrecked the ball, honey. Like a wrecking ball.
That's right. I'm back again. This time in full HD.
Yes. Hell yeah. Well, welcome.
Yes, you've been on the show before, but we did it over Zoom with all that gross technology dumb shit.
Yes.
Now we're all here in the room.
I wanted to surprise you today with Chili's queso, but literally the nearest one is an hour away.
Mama, it's in Encino.
They didn't.
They don't deliver, but I know you have a runner somewhere up in this bitch. How dare
her.
You?
It would have been her.
It would have been me. And
well,
you,
it's the thought that counts.
Yes. Yeah. And you would know more than anyone because you are the like mom satellite doll. You've been on like every program that we have.
The
here.
Satellite doll. You wow. Know. I just keep adding names to my dollisms. I love it. Satellite doll to the rescue.
You would often pop up on the podcast when you live next door to Willem.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course.
You've been in studio for Very Delta. You yep. did an episode of Sissy That Talk Show.
I did.
Now you're here again on Sloppy Seconds with us. I don't know.
You know, what can I say? I just get around.
She's an in-demand girl.
I get around.
Well, everyone wants to chat to you.
Well, I love that. I love chatting and kikiing, especially with the two of you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We love you. Yeah. I wore this.
Would have been better with queso, but I'll forgive you.
Gag.
I could have just brought some from... Have you tried Home State queso yet?
No.
Okay, you need to try it. It's like a white queso. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. I don't know, baby. White queso, it's got to be mixed with like a hot Rotel. I need,
fire roasted.
The white queso is so mild, so I need something to kind of spice up your life.
You smart,
is
you
something bad about the queso that comes in the jar from the grocery store?
Yeah, it is, actually. I've tried them all. They're giving canned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're giving like
canned bit.
Not mold cheese, but old cheese. You know, it's like.
Now, hold on. Cheese.
We're talking about how cheese is going to get me out of this slump.
Look, cheese is a choice, and I always choose yes. My friend the other day was like, that's never going to happen. That's not a thing. I was like, it is a thing. I'm putting it on merch. Watch.
Yeah. Cheese
is a choice, and I choose yes.
I would put that on a bumper sticker.
We literally, what's your favorite type of cheese?
Well, I mean, if we're talking queso, it's got to be Velveeta.
Okay, yes.
You
yes,
know,
yes, yes,
I need yes, a good yes. melty cheese. But my favorite cheese, like, ever would probably be between Munster or Gruyere.
Gruyere
is good.
Yeah,
Gruyere
I like
so
them both.
Good.
But I like a brie. I like a sharp cheddar. I mean, I love cheese.
Do you fuck with blue cheese ever?
I actually do. You know, I didn't think I did. And then it was like a crumble on a salad.
Uh-huh. It'll change your life.
It did.
I sometimes my body craves blue cheese and I'll go get like a little.
Where do you feel that craving?
All over.
Oh, wow.
And I eat the whole thing.
The tingle for cheese.
I just want it. You yeah. never crave cheese?
I crave cheese a lot.
And
I
pickles.
Pickles,
oh,
yes.
Pickles, yes. Oh, yeah, we had the pickle talk.
Yeah, I love a pickle.
Now they're all over TikTok. Pickles are like the coolest thing. You fucking hollow it out. You shove a bunch
they're
of shit in it.
They're doing all kinds of
like,
stuff with
just
it.
Just eat the normal pickle.
Right. Yeah, they're shoving hot cheese.
Why do you gotta stick it in there? Can't you just, and then wrap it in a fruit roll up? Can't you just
put it back
all
in the jar, let it marinate? They're doing all kinds
no,
of
no,
things.
No, 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 no,
no. No, yeah. Just go to the movie theater, give me a good overpriced $7 pickle yes! in a bag. I love it.
And then you drink the juice.
You
drink
do.
A juice, Shelby.
Well, having a little pickle juice in your life is a very good thing for
you. It's
your
a good
body.
Berry, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for your body. I was talking about a Monterey Jack and chive.
Oh, that sounds
cheese
good.
That I got that was very very good. And then I love a lot of the like crumbly Mexican cheese.
Oh yes, a good cojicha.
Yes, and I like queso fresco on.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Levels it up. It does.
Wow.
It levels
how
up
does it go?
Levels it up.
Love it.
How have you been? What's going on in your life? Not really just
well,
talking about your shit.
I've been eating cheese, yeah! to be honest. That's what's been in my life.
And how have you been?
No, I'm sickening, mama. You know how the doll does. I have been touring a lot this year with Work yes. the World, which was a lot of fun.
Oh my God,
this
totally.
Year's show's theme was The Matrix,
yes.
a.k.a. The Slatrix, a.k.a. The Gatrix.
All
and
three.
That was a unique choice, but you know, I think people really
were
enjoyed.
You not feeling like your
you
leather
know,
jacket?
You know,
well,
I might have had some something? Creative directing notes,
Oop.
You know. But
The Matrix is
Brandon.
It just seems so long ago that it was like a huge thing, and then I came up as The Matrix, and I was like, wait, are they all going to be just doing like Matrix numbers?
Well, fun fact, did you know that The Matrix was actually written by the then Wachowski brothers,
yes.
who are now Wachowski sisters?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And that The Matrix was actually about the trans existence.
Yes.
It was a metaphor for the trans existence. Of course, they couldn't really talk about that back then, both with themselves and with the film. In fact, Keanu didn't even know that and found out many years later in a press release that that's actually what the film was
God.
About. So I kind of felt like a cool tie to that lineage of
yeah.
like carrying that story forward. So in a way, it was really cool, but it was kind of the first time Work the World has had a story.
Right.
Usually it's a theme. Mm-hmm. Each girl has their own number. Whereas this year, we were more like characters in almost like a jukebox musical. So imagine Matrix, the jukebox musical starring
Honey.
Your favorite Drag Race
and
queens.
Honestly, it looked
we
incredible,
had, it was sickening.
The fucking thing spinning
it
open.
It was sickening.
Come
I'm
on.
Not going to lie. I'm
we
not gonna
had
lie.
Diabetti on the show just
I
before.
I know, I saw.
And you guys were sort of swapping
we
a
had
track,
the same
right?
role. That's
yeah.
right, the
okay.
same track. I originated it,
okay.
you know, not to be that girl, but I did. And
the way she said
girl.
It, it was the two of you together.
We did learn it together, but I did take it on the road
I love
first,
Ted.
You know, not to get
I love
picky.
Ted.
No, she was so sweet on the show about me, which
oh,
like
yeah.
totally warmed my heart because I really do love her. I consider her like one of my very close sisters.
So
we talk
great.
All the time. She's so real. We love to get medicated and she's just a good time gal.
I agree. I think that she's really fun. Sorry, why'd you both stare
the
at me at that?
The pregnant pause was fierce.
Yes.
Well, I just stopped and you both were staring
well,
at me.
Well, it seemed like you were jumping into the double dutch, but then you didn't do anything.
I didn't say shit.
All right. We
I
both...
like her. She's fun.
You like her.
You know
okay.
I
recently she likes her. She
I,
likes
hey,
her.
I like her.
I like her. I like you, Diabetti.
She's funny on the internet.
We both just
on the
saw
internet,
you.
What the shade is rampant. My God.
That's not shade. I'm really trying
she's
to be
she's funny
nice.
On the internet. Oh, that little
you know
quip
what?
At the
listen
end.
Listen here, you whore. Now, I had a wonderful
takes
time
takes one to
watching.
Know one, toots.
We just saw you
can
in
smell your labia from here,
it
bitch.
It smells like smoke.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Barbecue
and
shrimp.
We just saw you at Art Pop.
Oh, fun. Yes, Miss Alaska.
You ate
legend
that.
Icon.
Oh.
You said y'all
thank
want
you.
Some ass?
Yeah, I was given thick and juicy sister.
She toots the booty.
Yes, mama.
Yeah, the
you
hormones
were
are kicking in. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I could not hear the music to save my life.
Oh, God.
There's no...
They were just so loud. The crowd was in it.
We were screaming.
I mean, it was amazing.
And when that had that breakdown and you were loose... Oh, yes. God, it was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah. The whole show was so incredible.
We did it originally in New York. I want to say maybe a year. I don't know. I still smoke weed, so it's
kind of
hard to remember timelines.
It was an outdoor venue in New York.
It was outdoor venue, but we did it inside.
Oh, okay.
She hadn't started the outdoor venue part of that.
And you
bill.
Did it in New York.
But I did it in New York with two dancers, and so this was kind of the revival, if you will, the off-Broadway revival in LA. Mm-hmm. And I think it went really well, so I'm excited for Alaska to hopefully start bringing all of those productions here.
I texted Nick afterwards, and I was like, I'm in the next one. I was like, I don't care. I was like, I'll be a backup dancer.
Oh,
like,
you
should have
done
care.
Swine.
I And I thank you.
You're welcome.
But that was so fun. The audience was like so like just
they were in it.
It was
and it was star studded. I saw afterwards really on Instagram. I was like, oh, I should have stuck around.
It was a guy.
The stars were there.
But you recently posted that you're like recovering off of an injury.
I am.
So what happened? What happened?
Who hurt you?
The good lords in Hawaii got me.
Oh,
okay,
she split you
I swear to God, every time I go to Hawaii, it's one of my favorite places in the whole world. It's where I truly discovered like the difference of trans identity. I discovered the Mahu culture and realized that I really related to that, which is similar to that of a two-spirit. Anyways, long story short, I feel like because I have such a good time in Hawaii, I always have to like give back. Mm. So the last time I was in Hawaii, I lost my Versace clutch. Yeah.
To the island.
To the island. Got the time before that, my computer broke.
To the island.
To the island. This time, my hip broke.
Your
to
hip
the island.
Broke?
Yeah, it didn't break, thank God.
Fracture.
Jumped off a normal-sized table, like I always do. And
put that on.
I don't know what happened, but the pussy was not featuring it. And so I literally had to go to the hospital. Was on crutches for 3 days. It was a whole thing.
Oh,
I didn't
my
tell
God.
My parents because I didn't want them to freak out. Anyways,
a hip injury can really take you out.
It
too.
Can. So I took it very serious. I really did nothing for the last 2 days in Hawaii. Poor me. Poor my vacation. Poor the car I rented on Toro. Anyways, I'm not bitter about that, clearly. And
they didn't
I left.
Take it back a couple days early?
Huh?
They didn't want to take it back a couple days early?
They sure didn't. They said, we'll collect that coin. Good for you. I thought acts of God
giving
counted. Yes. No,
no,
apparently
giving,
not.
Giving back.
Or GADWD didn't come for me. It's God, honey. But anyways, so I got home. I canceled one of my gigs, unfortunately, in Austin, which is one of my favorite places to go.
Oh,
great
queso.
Wonderful
queso.
Miss Carrie Cole. What?
Kirby Cafe.
Kirby Cafe. Kirby Lane.
Oh.
Kirby Lane Cafe.
Oh, is it called Kirby Lane Cafe?
I think it is Kirby
they
Lane.
They got a good white queso. They put guacamole in it.
And chorizo.
Yes, baby.
It's good.
Okay, okay.
White so queso. Are you talking about your date?
Oh, shit.
If he's lucky.
Wow.
He's going to get this shrimp.
Oh, my God. So luckily for me, Carrie Colby covered, which was so great. And I got to just really, like, rest for a week. And then I slowly but surely have started performing again. And then Alaska's was my first time back. And I think I did okay. So I'm
couldn't
pleased.
Tell that you were injured.
Yeah,
at
I'm
all.
Not. I'm not jumping into splits or doing a lot of dips right now, just because, like you said, it is a very serious thing.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, you know, take caution with it. Obviously, I gotta live my life. So I am trying to take it easy, but still give my all.
It's so great that Carrie Colby, another dancing diva, really took your spot when you were injured because she can do that stuff. And what were you gonna say?
I was going to just give you
third Red
plenty
Bull
of runway
hours.
To be as shady as possible to people significantly more beautiful than you.
Absolutely. I love her. But she knows.
She knows she can't shake her tail feather. We're going to be right back after this break.
He said the mean thing. Mine was funny.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely yeah. incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this sure. mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back!
Back! Down.
Okay, so we have to go see Wicked when it's in town at Paint Pages.
I love it.
In 2025.
Okay,
this
good.
Is a date. We'll
Perfect.
Set it now.
We're setting it now.
Good.
Yes.
Now, do you think they're going to do the like a better version of the witch lift?
I hope, but it might be that
what
thing
What is the witch lift?
When she sings that big no.
Why would they not do that?
The old version, because the show is, you know, just celebrated 50
Seems like 50.
The old version, it was just like a scissor lift. Like she just like rises up.
And the skirt was long. Right.
And the skirt was long. Uh-huh. Now the technology is different. Like she could be on ropes. She could sort of fly around. And so in international productions, she sometimes flies out over the audience because it's
like
the
they
last
have, they
thing
add a big
act.
Billowy skirt to her and they fly her over the audience and she's what? Singing.
Like
and
it's
they
a
do all this other
cuntier
stuff.
Effect.
But
it's giving Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. It's giving Miss Saigon.
It's giving Chandelier. Now,
wow.
And so we always talk about
they
could
need to update,
update that, but they like stay true to the original production.
But I think when
I love when queer people talk about how we need to update things to make it of the current age.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you guys like TikTok, don't you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a perfect musical, and you're like, wow, let's update it, Mom.
It's actually not a perfect musical.
Oh, here
baby.
We go.
The second act.
The second act. The second act.
I feel very attacked.
Can you tell us about Take One at Young Arts?
I can, actually. That was a really cool project I just completed. Never felt older in my life, I'll be honest. Young Arts is a program that I completed when I was in high school. So we're talking 007.
Uh-huh.
And it's an amazing arts organization that's existed for many years in Miami, where basically you have to audition to get placed into this week-long program in Miami. So they pick like the best of the best around the United States to come and share their art with each other and compete to win, obviously, gold, silver, bronze. I don't know the order because I won platinum.
You won platinum, baby.
Oh. That's about platinum gold. Puss, babe.
No,
and then through that program, it's the only way you can go on to be a presidential scholar in the arts. So I'm sure you've heard of scholar in the smarts, which is basically like they pick the top, I don't know the actual name, it's like the scholars, whatever.
Scholar in the run.
No, presidential scholar.
Presidential scholar, right.
Sure.
So they pick like two from each state that are like the most smartest,
yes.
You know. And so then the only way you can be selected as one of the 20 artists is to complete the Young Arts program and then apply in place.
Got it.
So I did all of that. I got to go to the White House, present my work at the Kennedy Center.
In 007.
In 007.
School?
George Bush was the president. Okay. So at the time, I was not featuring him, although now, since years have passed and we've had worse presidents, I'm like, okay, he's not that bad. But he was there, and I got to present my work, like my choreography. It was incredible. So I have stayed in touch with the organization over the decades we're going on since graduating, and I actually have gone back like as a it's called an RA, a resident advisor, but it's like camp counselor.
Yeah.
So basically, you like watch the high schoolers as they come to this week, and you make sure they don't like, you know, sneak out and drink or have sex. But you get to watch their art, and it's super fun, and you're like a mentor. So long story short, I got over that. I got over being a glorified babysitter. I was like, yeah, no, that's not for me anymore. Thank you so much. Let me know when we could collaborate on other things. So before this project I just completed, I did a residency with them, which was, I think, 3 weeks, could have been six. It was so cool. They gave me, I want to say, like $20,000. I hired artists from all around the U.S., most of which were alumni of the program who I've kept in touch with over the years.
Wow.
And we created this installation art. And this was before my transition, so I was sort of exploring gender. And it was, yeah, it was like this really cool, like, immersive art dance theater experience. So the audience went through 40 at a time and kind of went through the history of gender. So it started with, like, Adam and Eve. And instead of there being, like, apples in the tree, it was red high heels. And the Eve bit the high heels down and placed them on her feet. And so that was sort of my metaphorical representation of gender with Adam and Eve. And then they went through metal detectors. The audience had to go through metal detectors, and they were, you know, their gender was deciphered, much like it still is to this day, which is very uncomfortable for many trans and gender nonconforming people. And then the second room was all like about how technology has informed our understanding or ideas of gender. And then the final room was like this beautiful, beautiful woman that actually was a teacher at Young Arts when I went there, who's now just a friend of the organization. And she did this beautiful poem that was all about like stripping gender and representing the non-binary. So it was a beautiful piece, so much fun. Anyways, I had to just keep putting all the things I've done with them. And now finally this one take, which was crazy because basically we had 5 minutes to put a piece together. It was three dancers, all different categories. So I was choreographer, one was a ballerina, and one was modern. And yeah, we heard the song right on the spot, had 5 minutes to come up with a dance, and then we shot it right away in one take. So super cool project. Wow. Both of them were like 12 years old, and there I was, like, the only trans person up in a leotard, like, still giving it my all. And I felt like I really blended with the two of them, which made me feel really good, I guess, as a dancer, too, because it's been a long time since I've slipped into my modern contemporary world. Mm-hmm, but
right.
It's always, like, one of those, like, tools in my box that every time I pull it out, it may be a little rusty, but it's still there. So it was so fun, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's one of the projects I did this year that I'm very proud of.
Well, it was, like, lovely to watch it, but I was waiting for a death drop. I was waiting for you to stunt on those little whores.
It's a dip, mama.
Dip.
Yes.
Come on now.
Oh, right, 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 right,
right. Right, 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 right.
Well, because now, I can't do them, I mislabel them.
Right, because when you see them, you think of death.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I wish.
Now, I just recently returned from doing, like, a project that's so different from what we do here. And
okay.
What, you know, do in nightlife. And isn't it so refreshing to, like, sort of tap into that other side of you that totally exists, but because of the hustle of making a YouTube show and going on tour and getting outfits made and, like, being an internet celebrity, that hustle, you just continue to do it.
Yeah.
And it feels, like, scary to stop.
It does.
It feels, like, scary to say, I'm going to take 6 weeks off and go dance.
Right, and go do this creative art project.
But that, didn't it, like, fuel you?
It
in,
did.
Like, such
it,
a
it
different
definitely
way?
Fueled me in such a different way. And I think ultimately it just re-inspired me to remember, like, you are an artist first and foremost. Like,
right.
Drag is something you do, but art is, like, who you really are. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's kind of an interesting place right now as the year is winding down. I'm actually kind of going back to the choreography roots.
It's both.
Well, you've been doing a lot of choreography.
I mean, a lot, as in, like, three projects this year. So to me,
only
that's not
three?
A lot.
I feel like you've choreographed for, like, a bunch of different people.
I choreographed for Laguna Blue this year, which was amazing. Her music video, Elle Woods, which was super fun. I'm also working on a brand new original musical called Misstep, which is super cool, all about trans and non-binary individuals. And I'm the co-choreographer of that, working with Connor Gallagher, who is Tony-nominated Broadway choreographer. He did Beetlejuice. So very, like, honored to be working on that.
You better work, bitch.
But yeah, so now I'm gearing up to do some more. I'm about to go work with Lady Camden on her one-woman show for Christmas.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Millionaire Queen, Lady Camden.
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
Why is she a millionaire?
You
millionaire.
Don't know that
you
tea?
Don't know?
No.
Oh, baby. Okay, so when Work the World went to... Brandon's going to call me after this.
No, you're
like,
going
to
get
I saw so that... you have directive notes and you wanted to spill the tea.
It was like the Twitter beef with the... Italian
Drag
Race girl? Okay.
And they said something about, well, Lady Camden is over there making millions on Work the World. Let me just spoil it for anyone who thinks that we make $1 million, Mama. Not even close. Not even close.
But you get paid enough. We get paid a lot.
Wonderfully. It's a wonderful job. I totally understand where the other person was coming from.
Yes, absolutely.
Millionaire. But ultimately, it was like, of all the queens you could have picked, you picked Lady Camden, who's like one of the nicest, sweetest.
Call Bianca
like
truly
right, talented. She is.
Call the bitch who's a millionaire. Well,
the thing was, right. The thing was is that the girls from other countries, like the not the regular American.
You don't have to say it so demeaningly.
Am I being
not demean? The regular American ones?
Not from the flagship RuPaul's Drag Race. The
flagship.
You're going to get canceled.
Canceling everybody. It's me and this shrimp alone, baby. Now, she's just upset because they don't get to go on those. They don't get invited on those tours.
Yeah, and did seasons 1 through 6 or 7 even begin to do big tours?
No.
So, yeah, it builds. It takes time.
It does.
Just wait until there's an international All-Stars and try to get on that.
But again, to have the coin flipped, I can understand, again, where that person was coming from. Because one of the tours I did on Work the World was the Australian leg. And so I got to like meet all the current Australian queens.
Spanky.
Who were so cool, so nice. I loved them. But just hearing the difference, right, from their experience and what they're really able to do when they get off the show, it is
totally
night
different.
And day from the classic, what did you call it?
Flagship.
Flagship.
We call it the regular.
The regular, regular, schmegular.
The regular girl.
So the real show.
The real one.
I feel for them, but as I told them, look, at the end of the day, when I got off RuPaul's Drag Race, I was on Logo TV on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
People hated me, and a year later, it was like, boom. And that's because I worked my ass off. So that's what I always say. It's like, maybe you weren't given the largest platform. Maybe you aren't given the most amount of support. But at the end of the day, it is up to you as an artist to take that 15 seconds and do with it with what you can.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Make the most of it.
Yeah. I saw an amazing meme of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What was yours? I just saw a good one.
Yeah, you tell yours.
It was you when you were standing in the hallway with the big wig on. Yeah, but they added some song to it that really upset me.
Don't cry.
No, it was like an upbeat song. Oh. And it was you just like, I don't know. It was good.
To the beat of the music.
Yes.
I love that.
It was wonderful. What was yours?
It was some gay sex joke about like me when I find out that the top isn't coming after I've cleaned out for 5 hours. You know, some sort of thing where it's like how you just have to react on your own.
And
like,
what was I doing?
That it was the same image. It's making the rounds and
it's
people are
coming back. People are using it again on TikTok, mama.
You know?
Where everyone who hates Wicked goes.
Okay, apparently. Yeah, you and John Sibilli, girl.
He doesn't like Wicked.
No, he said something recently. I saw it on TikTok, and it was with two gays, and he has a new podcast called, like, I don't know, The Three Stooges. That's not what it's called.
No,
but
it's him and Ian and...
I saw one where they did Fuck, Marry, Kill with their exes.
Exactly, it's
and
that
I was
show.
Like, if,
but they were talking about Wicked, and he's all, overrated. And they both,
no,
they
okay,
both
it's,
gasp.
It's
they both
not
gasp.
Overrated. Just, it's just, okay. So you recently officiated a wedding. What was that like?
It wasn't recent. That was a throwback Thursday.
Oh.
But I did do that. Oh, it's fine.
She daggers at me. Oh, prepared fine. The question.
Wow, the researcher. No, it was super fun. I love doing weddings. I've actually done several now. My favorite one being my best friends. I married them.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, absolutely. Yeah, my best friend, Julia. No, I love weddings. I think it's like a really special moment. I've always been that girl who can go to them and not know the bride or the groom, and I still end up crying. Like, I just love them, and I like feel the energy. And I think I'm really good at it because most people, obviously, who are hiring me to do their wedding want like a, you know. And now, in the face of God, I present you a sickening couple. You may kiss your bride. Oh, grrr, you know, they want that. So I'm really good at, like, delivering.
Cut that. I want that at my wedding.
See?
I want that.
See, she knows.
Yeah. So, you know, I love it because it's like I get to do this thing that makes me really happy. And then I also make them happy. And then every year on their wedding anniversary, I'm getting the throwback picture. And it's like I keep up with the couple. And it's cool, you know?
I love
it's
that.
It's a fun part of my career that I never expected to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I literally got it just so that I could marry my best friends. And then when I was officiated, I was like, well, why not advertise that I do this now?
Yeah.
Just to see, right? And then all of a sudden, the gays were booking the doll.
I had to get ordained a long time ago because I did a wedding in Vegas. And okay. It was like, I thought it was going to be very difficult to become ordained. And it was like a couple of clicks and a meeting and we were done. Okay. I love weddings, but what is your favorite type of wedding cake? Like, what would you have if you got married?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, first off, when I get married, not if, but when I get married, it's going to be like, have you ever seen that one in Crazy Rich Asians where the water's flowing down?
Yes.
Yeah. Girl. I'm giving you very that at my wedding.
Oh, like, hell yes.
I want
flood
like
that
full
church.
On productions. I want Kacey Musgraves to sing Late to the Party. That's going to be my first dance. And it, I don't really like cake. I'll be honest. I'm not a cake girl.
You just like serving it?
Exactly.
Do you like candy?
I like candy.
Cake and candy?
Yeah. I really like cookie cake.
Oh,
do
yes.
Do you know it? Like Mrs. Fields with the yes. large chocolate chip with the icing. So that's what I get every year for my birthday. Ideally, I would love to have that at my wedding.
Okay.
But I assume like I'll want like a tiered vibration. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I probably would have like a classic yellow cake or a funfetti.
Funfetti.
With like a nice. Gorgeous cream frosting, mm-hmm. maybe chocolate. So the cake is vanilla, frosting ooh, is chocolate vibe.
Yes. Why? Yeah. Silky ganache.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe with a little nutmeg.
Oh, and if there's layers, I want like some like delicious, you know.
Like strawberry jam.
I don't
like
that. I like a strawberry. I don't. No,
hey, not that faggot.
I like that with cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Like sure. a strawberry.
Well, I would. I'm going to have cheesecake at my wedding.
Are you?
It's
okay.
not going to be regular cake. People are going to just eat the cheesecake and live.
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Why does it always, for a wedding, it always makes me think of some sort of fruit filling and like
that's what
with a
gets.
Yellow or a
well,
white
I think
cake.
Because most weddings you're going to are with fruits.
Yeah, that's true.
There mm-hmm. it is.
That's very accurate. All right, we'll be right back after this break, fruit.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And we're back with my two favorite fruits. You weren't expecting that one, were you, Mama?
No, I weren't, Mama. We have a very special segment.
Oh, I love special segments.
This is a segment. Well, you're better at introducing it.
This is a
it.
Segment based off of the 2008 Tyra Banks interview with Beyoncé Knowles entitled Beyoncé Say My Name, Say My Name, in which Tyra Banks used Beyoncé's name to come up with some fun pun questions.
Okay.
So this is going to be a rapid-fire question game based off of your name.
And we call it
Slant My Name!
Like a slant rhyme.
It's like a rhyme that doesn't actually rhyme because it's hard to rhyme.
So like Loganja, Boganja.
Something similar.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'll be
so
close to that.
Like okay. like Laganja Sonata.
So
you ever wrecked a car?
I don't understand that at all.
Then
I'm
like
supposed
a
to
Honda
wreck
Sonata.
I'm
Honda.
Yeah, did you wreck a, have you ever wrecked a car?
And I'm supposed to rhyme with car?
No, you just have to answer yes or no.
Oh. Yes.
Laganja Cantata. Do you like classical music?
Yes.
Laganja Estranja. That's low. Cut that.
Nope.
Lasagna Estranja. What is your favorite type of Italian casserole dish?
What else is there besides lasagna?
Probably nothing else.
Lasagna. I'm like, I don't know that there is an Italian casserole that's better than lasagna. So lasagna.
There isn't. There is not. Well, no. I guess a baked ziti.
Ooh. I do like a baked ziti, girl.
Or like the stuffed shells. The real big stuffed shells.
But is that a casserole?
No. Baked ziti.
Well, you put it in a casserole dish. Look up what a casserole is.
Now, what's your favorite dish? A mug.
Okay.
Laganja Estron. Ta-da! Do you like magic tricks? Would you ever be a magician or like a magician's assistant?
Laganja Estron. Ta-da! What? How did you even try to make that?
I didn't write these.
Okay. I actually love a magic vibration. I'm all into it. Would I be a magician? No, but I'd love to be one of their sexy assistants who gets cut in half and sewn back together.
Because I want to know. Yeah, you're flexible, so you could do that so well.
Well, maybe not right now with the hip, but sure. Yes, in future.
Nirvana Estranja. What does teen spirit smell like?
Cigarettes and cock.
Tijuana Estranja. Do you like to pump domestically or internationally?
No pumping. I'll upgrade to a real surgeon.
Do you want a Estranja? What's your favorite Fanta flavor?
Orange.
Same.
Prima Donna Estranja. Who's the biggest diva you've ever worked with?
Ooh. I mean, Madonna was pretty fierce. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
She was pretty intense. We were in rehearsal and she made us be in drag for rehearsal. And she put her knee in my back and yanked my corset. And she was like, this is how you should be wearing it. And we were at rehearsal.
Wait, was rehearsal for which gig?
I did a pride gig with Madonna.
Oh, in New York.
Bob and yes. Violet.
With Saucy Santana, that
Saucy
show.
Saucy Santana, Pixie Ventura.
Yes, Pixie Aventura, right?
Aventura, that's right. Yeah. I love her.
And wasn't
so sweet.
Her the Madonna impersonator there too?
I was her.
Oh, yeah.
That was me. I was the impersonator.
And wasn't that part of, like, that was initially kind of, like, the big launch for what's happening now, but it sort of slowed down a bit?
Because she was sick.
I don't know if they're affiliated. I do know that from that, Bob obviously got the job to go on tour with her.
Right.
But it was amazing. It was such a great experience. I'm obviously so thankful to say that I got to work with Madonna. Yeah. I mean, that's a lifelong dream. Come true, but she
for rehearsal.
But she
that's
definitely
incredible.
Is a diva. Yeah, like we
well,
were.
She
in
didn't
drag
get to where
rehearsal.
She was for being nice. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And she wasn't mean. It just was like you really need me to be cinched like Violet Chachki over there, like right now for rehearsal, like
while we dance,
while crazy. We dance.
Well, what was even more crazier too is like she didn't like to see bags and stuff around the space, so she had pipe and drape brought in to like hide all of that. So when she would look at the space, it would be clean, just like the stage. She's like very visual in that way. So, like, I appreciated her attention to detail. I did.
That's
but
nice.
But definitely a diva. I mean, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Laganja Tatiana. Thoughts on Tatiana? Remember when she got
choices.
Her, like, mug shot and she was, like, crying, but she was still gorgeous?
No.
She
assaulted
got
kicked
a cop,
out of a club.
Right?
No, she didn't assault a cop.
Okay, this
mean.
Is how rumors get started.
No.
This is going to end up on
TMZ.
TikTok and then fucking, what's her name? He's gonna start yelling at us again.
Don't do
stop!
That.
Here
don't
we go.
Do that, guys.
No, I love Tatiana. She is so fun. One of my favorite party gals. We have gone out till the sun came out. We have many a story that are vaulted, and that's my sister and
vaulted.
I live for her.
I'm obsessed with her. I got to work with her one time, and it was like a college gig. And she is the funniest
so
person
fun.
Ever. And
so,
so
fun.
Quick.
Very.
Laganja Piñata. Do you ever beat a bitch with a bat? How do you like to express your rage?
How do I like to express my rage? Masturbation?
Laganja Iguana. How do you feel about reptiles?
Not a fan.
Laganja on a llama. Have you ever rode a llama? These are getting insane.
I love your commitment to them.
I gotta.
I've never rode a llama, but I have pet one.
Oh.
And I have bought a product created from their fur.
Stun.
Like a blanket?
In Peru. Moccasin. It was like a little shoe vibration.
I love those.
Laganja piranha. Flesh-eating fish?
Meg too.
Laganja Botswana. Have you ever traveled to Africa?
No.
Laganja Madonna, will you be attending the celebration tour to see Bob?
I would love to if they'll hook me up with a ticket.
Bob, get them a ticket.
Roberta, get into it.
Come on, Robert.
And that was
Slap My Name.
You did great. You got
I
all the
did?
Points.
Okay, good.
You yeah. win. Ding, ding,
wow.
ding, ding, ding.
Winner.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
How's your cannabis work going?
Oh, you know, it's been better, to be quite honest. Yeah. You know, I kind of actually took a backseat ride
yeah.
to the cannabis lane this year in particular. I feel like there's no money, A. There's no organization, B. There's no real support for the trans community. And D, I was bored.
Yeah.
I was bored. You know, I did put out a water pipe this year with Empire Glass, which was super fun.
Those
I loved doing
really
that.
Good.
Definitely collaborating with them again in the new year. And I am working on expanding my lifestyle line that is like clothing and, you know, different things like rolling papers, lighters, rolling trays. Like, we're definitely trying to work on that. But ultimately, I just felt like it was sort of like a dead end road, you know? And like, I was doing a lot of sponsored ads, like, which was great, especially during Corona. But again, it felt a little like one-sided. Like, it was like, oh, we need someone gay or queer to like meet this quota. And I just got tired of being like a mouthpiece for a company to look like they were
inclusive
when they necessarily weren't. Mm-hmm.
It was really eye-opening to talk to Aaron about like how sort of, you know, I'm just like, everybody smokes weed and especially queer people smoke weed.
Right.
Like, how is there not a unified group or an organization or like how is like a queer company not taken seriously in that space?
Well, like, and that's the thing, right? Like, there are more and more queer companies popping up, but they're all grassroots. They're all small business. So they don't have the money, obviously, to bring on, you know, an influencer or something like that to do work with, which I totally understand. And I'm not calling them out. I think I'm just calling out the industry overall. It's like, I can't tell you how many times, you know, people have been like, oh, we want to help you create your own cannabis line. And I go in, we do all the things that's necessary to do it. We get so close to making it happen and then it falls through. And this has just happened time and time again to me. And so eventually at some point you just have to say as a business person, like, look, this avenue isn't worth my energy. It isn't worth, you know, losing over and over when this thing over
and
here is working and brings me happiness. And, you know, so that's why, again, I kind of refocused on choreography this year as opposed to cannabis, because pretty much ever since I've hit the scene, I've been playing Twister, right? Like, I'm a drag artist, but I'm also a choreographer, but I'm also an influencer, but I'm also a cannabis entrepreneur. So there's a lot of, you know, cooks in the kitchen.
Honey.
So this year I said, let me just dismiss her. We'll get back to her.
Yeah.
Let me raise some more money of my own so then I can do it myself. And I don't need a company to come in and white label and all of that.
And you also don't want to like something that brings you so much like calmness and inner peace and like medicates you in this way and is important to you. You don't want it to be this like weird stressor where you're like, oh, and I have to have like business meetings around this. And you're like, let me just smoke a little and hang out.
I mean, I think that's definitely part of it. But I think also as my relationship to cannabis has changed, especially since being on hormones, you know, I'm coming at it like even more medicinally. I'm coming at it even more medicinally than I ever was before. I think, you know, once I started my hormone replacement therapy, I realized that cannabis kind of spiked my anxiety, which never happened to me before. I was definitely someone who, you know, woke up in the morning and smoked and went to lunch and smoked and then had another break and smoked and then went to dinner and smoked. And like now I'm finding myself really picking and choosing the times that I do like to medicate. And it's just so interesting to me because like before I used to really use cannabis to be social, right? To go out to the clubs. And now I don't find that to be the case. In fact, I find it to be something that I want to enjoy on my own, in my own space where I'm comfortable at nights to help me go to sleep. But yeah, like I'm rarely waking and baking anymore, which is like such a different vibe. But I think it's beautiful. And I think as an activist, that's why I try to like be open and honest and talk about it, because your relationship to cannabis will change throughout your life. And that doesn't make it a bad thing or a good thing. It just is like many medications where you have to listen and say, okay, at this point, it's not serving me like it once was. And now let me find the best way to use it, you know?
Because I find right now, like I haven't really been smoking weed for a few months, 5 or 6 months now, because it was spiking my anxiety, like you were saying. And I was like freaking out all the time. And I was like, this used to bring me joy and happiness. And I used to be calm and able to come record a podcast and stuff. And now I'm like, if I do that, I'm going to spiral in my room for 4 hours until it finally wears all the way off.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I'm back on alcohol, everybody.
Oh, perfect.
No, you are. You like that? You like the
no
mirror,
lash?
The
I love
mirror
it. I love it. Sexual.
Yeah, baby, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I think, again, just because I've taken a break from the cannabis lane doesn't mean that it won't be something I reinvestigate.
Right.
But ultimately, I just felt like, yeah, it was kind of a dead end. And I even see my other friends who did cannabis solely, and even they have turned to other avenues of revenue. So, you know, times are tough out here for us cannabis
and
smokers.
Everything is changing. Like, yeah. Everything is changing. I think we a little bit... We're all... I'm older than both of you.
But yeah, you're old as fuck. Sorry, that was a shrimp talking.
But we have experienced sort of like the wild west of the internet and yeah. the wild west of social media. And like it's always ever changing. And I think it's so interesting that like, I don't know, for me, I still get surprised when I'm like, oh, I guess I have to do this in a different way now because things have changed. Like, it's so easy to feel like this is the path and this is where I'm going.
Right.
And then be kind of surprised by the change. But one thing that is inevitable
is
change.
Exactly.
Like, your party will not be the same in 2 years, but it'll grow and be something else, or it won't be. This podcast changes.
Or it won't be.
Well, maybe it'll be something else. Maybe it'll be a fucking clothing brand and not even a party anymore.
Basically is the way I saw those t-shirts.
Maybe it'll be a TV show and not even a party anymore.
Like Dracula.
Yeah, you never know. I'm saying, look at this podcast. We used to record audio only in a studio. Then we started doing it at home.
No, we started in your tiny ass little bedroom that was hot and you didn't have AC.
And then now we've moved on to video. Like everything changes.
I'm just giving you the reaction shot.
Shrimp, thank
you. Yeah. For the sizzle.
Zoom in on that one, baby.
So anyways, I know something that I've been sort of thinking about is every time I think about my career, or I similarly think about like, think about an avenue.
Y'all are too fucking much.
An avenue that maybe I stopped going down as much, right. And I get like sad or nostalgic, right. Or like, why did I? You just remember that it's like, it's always changing. We are also a new generation of multi-hyphenate people working in a digital, you know, landscape, which means, sometimes you spend more time and energy over here, and sometimes you spend it over here.
And ultimately, let me just say this, until we free the prisoners.
Babe.
Who have cannabis offenses.
Oh my God, that's so
it all
wild.
Feels wrong, right? Like, I'm getting paid to promote this, and we've got it's like it just
it
I don't
does.
Know, it feels
it's
icky.
So
it's,
the drug offenses should be lifted, like insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's truly
ridiculous.
Wild. There are people who are spending lifetimes, like years and years and years,
for while we have it being delivered to our doorstep,
by a robot.
Wow, they've got robot weed now?
Oh, down in WeHo, they got that little guy that drives around and his name's like
really?
Dayton.
That's why they all get jumped. Well, maybe
I was about to say, they can't. I don't think them
maybe
robots
deliver
are delivering weed, y'all. No,
maybe
girl.
It's just like a burrito.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen too, like when this is so bad, but like when the houseless people are out dancing in front of the robots and the robots can't do their job?
Yeah,
it's like a thing on TikTok. I actually really love it.
Well, they also, the robots get jumped because people are hungry. And they're like, I can steal this food.
I don't think that's necessarily as TikTok, like, haha, that's fun.
No, but there's an entire account of a guy helping the robots get back on their wheels.
Oh, okay. That's a positive
over.
Twist. Positive twist. Right. I thought it was just people going and like attacking.
Level it up.
Level it up. Twist.
We're going to
be
right
back
after
this break. God, I need some shrimp.
You and the shrimp today, girl.
Have you been to Endless Bottomless Shrimp at the Red Lobster?
No, I have not.
It's probably in Encino.
Anytime there's the word bottomless, I'm scared.
Oop.
I don't want to go near it. Nope.
What if you found out there was a party that was bottomless, but you were invited?
Definitely not going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Because it's all tops.
There's just, I just need one.
Just the one.
One bottom. She's here. She's right here. That's it. We don't need to be, you know, bottomless anything.
She's
no.
Here.
It's right here. And there is a ceiling.
Okay.
And we're back.
Our final segment, Laganja, is a very special segment that we have on the show. And it is called
Chant. Oh, I thought it was called Chant My Name.
Laganja, Laganja, Laganja.
It's called Fuck Talk.
What? Fuck Duck.
Fuck talk.
Oh, Fuck Talk.
It's a segment where we usually tell funny, interesting, horrifying, outrageous sex stories from our past, present, and or future. But today, I think we might take some phone calls, or maybe Dipper has sucked some old man's dick that he wants to tell us about.
Or if
this
any
is
of
where
this,
I put in my earphones.
Yeah, does that slide? There you go. If any of this inspires you to tell a story from your own life,
okay,
you're more than welcome to do so.
Currently very celibate, so we'll see.
Really?
How this goes.
Well,
yeah.
We said past.
Okay.
For how long?
Present or future?
Stop counting, Gorge.
Oh, no.
I know. But it's okay. I like it. I was a whore.
Hey, Fox. So I'm leaving a hookup's house. And so I'm recently divorced, and I haven't really had a lot of casual sex. But, you know, I'm out in these streets. So I go to this guy's house, and he's, like, doing all of these really fun positions I've never done before that are a little bit more, you know, like,
flipping
custom and not missionary or doggy. And it was, like, I was like, wow. And he was doing all these cool things. He's like, you lay here. I'm going to do this to you while I ride you. And I was like, hell yeah. So then after we finish, I'm like, wow, haven't done anything like that before. And, you know, I told him my story, like, you know, not really super, like, experience and deeply in the world of sex, but, like, you know, I know what's up. And he's like, well, obviously, I've been having sex for a while, and the very first person that
obviously,
I had sex
obviously.
With was my brother. And I was like, oh? And he said it was just for research.
Oh.
And so they fucked for a year, and then he got a boyfriend. And, yeah, and then he's like, then when I got my first boyfriend, I knew what I was doing because I had been having sex with my brother for an entire year. So the question is, do I see him again? Do I reach out to his brother to thank him for teaching him how to fuck good? Goodbye.
Wow, you guys have some interesting colors.
Can I tell you something? I feel like a lot of gay twin brothers have fooled around with each other and don't talk about it.
Why do they have to be twins?
Well, because they feel
like
even
the,
more
they like feel like they're
the
same.
Because gay guys are obsessed with themselves.
That
wow.
is true.
That's what you're saying.
That
boyfriend
is very true.
Twin.
Boyfriend twin. But I just feel like I want to know, were they twins? Like, I feel like if they
I
were twins,
know if they were twins
it
well.
Makes me think differently about it
oh
than
my
if there's
God,
like
I
a 4-year gap.
Oh, because if they're twins, it makes it okay.
No, it's still wrong
despicable.
And bad.
Oh,
and despicable.
Please. We've all watched the brother on brother porn.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that that's real.
You know
I don't
ones.
Think that's real.
Well,
they looked identical, or they at least
giving
had the
it. It's giving it.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, yeah. I mean, you should definitely call them back. I mean, they're not still fucking.
It's
it is weird
just
to volunteer that information.
Yes.
It definitely was a first for me. I was not expecting that. It definitely was giving fuck that talk for sure.
That's the review she leaves after leaving the podcast.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
a
first
for
me.
Yeah, was not expecting that.
You know, look, I think we all have pasts. We all have sexual pasts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're all, you know, different in their depths. And it sounds like, you know, this individual really dove deep with their own brother. And, you know, is it for me? No. But if it's for you and it's okay, then I think that that is just fine and you should call him back. But for me, that story would be enough for me to go, I think there's something maybe a little mentally off here, and as someone myself who's mentally off, I don't think we're going to be compatible because it's too much mental problems here between the two of us.
Yes,
you know,
yes. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I feel that.
It
is, there is a weird, I think in hookup culture, there's like something that always is surprising when people like reveal something. We talk about this a lot. Like it's often a theme of these like calls or stories where, oh, we were done fucking, we laid around, and then they revealed this wasn't their home.
Yeah,
you
see,
know?
I don't understand that. Mm-mm. Because when we're done fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so naughty saying that.
Fucking.
Fucking.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. So there's no time.
Yeah, there's divulge. I never understand the talking after.
Maybe once we've done it, we're done. We gotta go.
Yeah, the job's over.
I feel the urge to, like, I have been in hookup scenarios where I know I want to leave. I know I don't want to talk to them. And I stick around and I talk to them and I start telling my life story.
You're like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 23.
No.
22.
There's no oversharing.
Worse?
Or overcaring.
There's not. I think that's maybe like post-coitus, post-cum, your like body is like, get the rest of it out. Tell them your trauma. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like a mental cum shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because people get attached.
I've got to unload here and
here.
Yeah. Two heads, you know?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think it's actually more common than we probably would expect. Siblings messing around with each other. I really do. I know several people. Not going to name names.
And I think gay people, because if they're raised in a household where they're told, like, this is not okay, or there's no outlet for this, and then they like find it with their sibling. Not justifying it, but I agree. I do think there is like a larger
fun game here today.
You don't like this call?
Well, because we keep on being like, I mean, it's not okay with me, but they can do whatever they want.
And well, people
like,
can do whatever
they
want.
Yes, I know.
And I think people think it's less.
I just would never hook up with my sister. It just,
yeah, I never had the urge to hit on, like, hook up with my brother. Like,
agree. Never,
and we were 7 months apart. We were adopted. So it was like we were basically the same age.
Right.
And it was never a thing for me.
Yeah, right.
Do you feel like your sex life has changed since you've become out publicly?
I feel like my sex life has changed since this conversation.
Okay. Next call.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I am, too.
Well, I had a really hard time finding... The other one is just kind of judgmental.
Of us?
No, about drinking.
Oh, play it.
Okay.
I'd love to hear someone be judgmental about drinking.
Hey, Meatball Big Dipper. Okay, so yesterday I hooked up with a guy. A guy came over, and it was our second time hooking up. The thing was fine, blah, blah, blah.
But he brought his brother and he sucked his brother's dick. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, but at the end, he was like, oh, hey, so did violent. You notice, like, last time we hooked up, I was drunk. And I was like, oh, no, blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking back, after he left, I was thinking back to it. And I was like, the first time we hooked up, it was, like, on a Monday at, like, 3 p.m., which is a very strange time to be... drunk hooking up. Thoughts? Goodbye.
No, 3 p.m. is an absolutely acceptable time to be drunk.
On a Monday? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what? I mean, what? You don't know what his job is. Like, he might work
all night in the graveyard.
And then that's like he's drunk because like he's still up. Because
he got home at 2:30 and had a little cocktail and you came over.
Or something. Yeah. It's like when you're at the airport. You could drink at 10 a.m.
You drink at 7 a.m. at the airport.
So do I.
No one's going to fucking judge you for drinking at 7 a.m. because you're in an airport, baby. Five happy hours all day.
Right. Yeah, you want this bussy opened up.
Well, I would like to sleep. But no, I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with him being drunk at that time.
No, I feel like if it bothers you.
I mean,
you,
did he drive?
Oh.
Maybe he's got a car like yours.
You still can't be drunk behind the wheel of an electric car that drives itself. That's silly behavior.
It's true. No, I think, look, you know, if it, again, is not for you, right? And you don't want to be with someone who is, then go tell him no. But if you're asking our opinion, mama, go on and have a drink with him.
Yeah, I mean, who fucking
get
cares?
Plowed, get
just,
plowed,
you don't
like
know what his job
jar.
Is. Maybe that's his weekend, and technically he was brunching. You know what I mean?
Ooh, good point.
Like, you don't know what his work schedule is. All you know is that you like that dick.
Monday.
Hi, Big Dipper and Meatball.
And Laganja.
Randy. So I have a fuck talk story for you guys. So I've been fucking this straight guy. He's a mailman.
God, your listeners are vulgar.
I'm the only guy that he's ever been with.
Sure.
And
absolutely lying.
He loves big titties. And he bought me a G-cup of silicone titties, like the really fancy drag.
They're
really nice. And I put them on for him. Hold on. I love this story. I put them on for him.
I think he's putting them on right now for
while
us.
While we were playing around. And not going to lie, it turned me on. Like, hot. I never thought I'd be attracted to really big titties. And you know what? I like big titties. I mean, who doesn't love big titties? Goodbye!
I like big titties and I cannot lie.
Who doesn't like big titties?
Good for you,
good
baby.
Good for you.
I see nothing wrong with that. Me either.
It's like when we went to that strip club in Atlanta and the lady grabbed the front and stretched them out to look like missiles and then shook them.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really
and that
like,
was a Monday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. And meatball was
you know, it's
I
really
was
the
wasted.
Fantasia Royale Gaga of it all.
Yeah.
Talk about a G cup.
You think she's getting all of her stuff custom made to fit over those?
Oh, mama, yeah.
Because there's no way. I was like.
Fashion Nova don't come in that size.
Yeah, it does not.
No.
She's got to get custom. Now,
I love for her, by the way.
I love that.
Watching
I love
her
that
on Dracula
man.
Is giving it to me.
But for him to know that he likes titties on you, you're not the first, boo-boo. Oh. And you won't be the last.
Yeah.
You're
oh.
not the
knows,
only one at oh. this time.
He bought you the nice, good silicone one. Like, the link is not easy to find.
It is now, actually.
Oh,
you
okay,
can get them on
mind.
Amazon. Isn't that crazy?
That but is
Amazon
crazy.
Sells breastplates.
The G-size ones, too?
I don't know. I don't buy breastplates anymore, but I've just heard from the grapevine.
You got them thanks.
That you can get them on Amazon. I love that we sing things here. It's so fun.
Yeah, I know. It's a musical.
Yeah. All I've ever seen on Amazon are the ones that are too close together in the middle.
Oh, the tiny ones.
House of Bezos for you, honey. She comes through every time.
She comes through every time.
I agree. It's not your mailman's first time going down this avenue.
They never said it was
avenue.
His mailman. They said he is a mailman.
Well, I'm referring to it as your mailman.
Oh.
Like your boo thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, your M-A-L-E. Because
he delivers the package.
M-A-N.
Yeah, because he's going to deliver on time. Well, it's clearly not his first time doing...
I mean, who cares if it is? Why?
Yeah.
He just said it was and let him fill the fantasy.
Yeah, okay. Don't you
it is his first time, baby, and you're the first little titty fucky ever had.
And definitely going to be the last.
And there's nothing
titty
wrong...
Titty fuckies ever had.
And there's nothing wrong with you putting on those titties and riding his dick.
There's no. literally
and
nothing
And then if
wrong
you want to get real ones later, that's fine, too.
That's up to you. Maybe he's unlocking something in you.
Yes. Unlock that bussy and tap into the power of the titty.
Well, we did it, Laganja. Thank you so much for being here.
You're an icon.
Stop.
You're a legend.
No, thank you. Stop.
Where can everyone find
thank
you?
You can find me at the nearest Chili's chowing down on some queso or
one
on social
flower
media.
Away.
Or on social media at Laganja Stranja. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel. I drop a new vlog every Thursday at 4:20 Eastern Standard Time.
Ooh.
And you can find me on TikTok at the only Laganja Stranja.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod. You can send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180. I've got a... You know what? You want
La Bamba Estranja.
La Bamba.
They actually call me La Songa Laganja.
Why couldn't you think of something like that?
Right. What's your favorite song? Work It by Missy Elliott.
There it is.
Hit that track. And if you want to work it on over to Mom Plus Gold, excuse me, you're in my shot. If you want to work it on, excuse me, ma'am. If you want to head on over to, stop stealing my focus.
This is his moment.
If you want to work your bussy on over to Mom Plus Gold, sign up at mompodcast.plus and you get all of our content ad free. Most of our shows one day early, full video episodes of Sloppy Seconds. You get bonus shows like More Varied Delta, The Hijinks Line. You get our special Sloppier Seconds episodes. You get the Race Chaser Live in Los Angeles or Race Chaser Live in Queens, Queens Do Queens. A special video vlog and much, much more. Goodbye.
Hit the slay button, faggot.
Slay!
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.